Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Okay, you might be able to hear me now, because I have my mic muted. Good evening, everyone. I'll start all over again. I do apologize about that, but what I was saying, I will be flying solo tonight, and I was saying that I will apologize for any messes I make up of the show, and I already have. Quite strange, quite funny, but never mind. there is no guest tonight. I will be doing the show on my own. There's no one working the switchboard but just me. So I will be going to the phone lines a little bit later on. And you will all remember a little while ago that we was advertising extensively the Psychic Rendezvous here in the UK. And when we went along, I must say, what a successful and a wonderful night and day we had. And we had the pleasure of meeting Derek Acora, along many others, Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton. We had a wonderful time with him. Ralph, and I must say, what a genuine, honest man he was. And Colin, I can't say anything different, but a genuine, honest guy he is. I mean, I've met Colin several times. Colin has actually been on the show with me on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Not on this network, but on a different network, but he is going to be coming on to this network. So hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. He will be here quite soon. But Derek Acora was there, and, you know, there's been such bad publicity about Derek Acora. It's quite unfair because I was actually with him. He spent a lot of time talking to me and some of the other hosts that we have here on Mike Spirit FM. And I must say that he is an absolutely genuine, down-to-earth, an ambassador for the spirit world. I like his energy. He's full of energy, you know, and his work, I must say, second to none, absolutely fantastic. And whilst we were there chatting to Derek Acora, he kindly agreed to take some time out of his busy schedule, because he is a very, very busy man, to do an interview for us. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the interview. I can hear you all gasping, but fortunately, two other hosts went along to interview Derek. I'm going to play that for you in just a little bit. But the two hosts is two young girls. There was on the Mike Davis, not on the Medium Show, but they were on the Mike Spirit FM under that banner. They were called the Sweet Manics, and some of you might remember them. They were doing music shows. And I must say, absolutely fantastic. Now, they went off and interviewed Derek Acora for me, and I'm going to go to mute and play that for you. And this time, I might remember to unmute my mic afterwards. You never know. So let me just go to mute and press this button. I'm sure it's going to work for you. And enjoy this interview, because, as I said, a genuine man. And once you start hearing the questions that these girls asked, I said to them, no, there is no limits. You ask them what you want. And when they ask them the questions, when I listened back to the interview, I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, I wish I could do a job like that. So let's listen to this and enjoy.
Hello, Derek. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Great, awesome. So when and how did you realise you had paranormal abilities?
Right, at a very tender age, I was only six,
And I actually had my first spiritual and psychic encounter in my grandmother's house. It was upstairs, one of the bedrooms. She lived in an old Victorian house that had so many levels. And up to the age of 7, I actually lived in my grand's with my mum and a brother and a sister. My dad was a seafarer. He was awake at sea for long periods of time. And in those days, maybe my mum and my dad decided, grand's got a big house, we can stay here. So that's what it was. It was very convenient for our schooling because as you come out the front door, right across the cobblestones was our school. And next to it, the church that we were part of. So everything was honky-dory as far as I was living there. I'd come home from school in the afternoon. In those times, at that age, you'd come from school about 3:30 in the afternoon. It was Gran would pick me up or Mum would pick me up, bring me across the road, and we'd go right to the top of the house where Gran had a bedroom converted, like an attic, for us kids to play in before, you know, our evening dinner or tea. And the three of us were up there and playing, and Gran and Mum shouted us right to the top, "Come on, tea time." Colin being the eldest, he was down those stairs so quick. Barbara, that's my sister by a year's difference, she was me being the young one, I was the last to get down. But I got to the last flooring where the bedrooms were, and as I'm going to go to the ground floor, I had this thump, bang, and I just turned. And as you can imagine, I was only a six-year-old boy. And I looked and I saw this man standing in the doorway. I could see him so clearly, as tangible as where I can see you ladies. I could see his features. I even saw the suit he was standing in. And he walked across to me. Now, I froze because I froze only for one reason. Is because I thought in my mind, there's a stranger in my grand's house. How has he got in my grand's house? Because he was so tangible. In those days, at that time, there was no mention about ghosts and spirits or anything like that. I'd never heard of anything like that. And the man spoke to me. And he told me a couple of things. And he said, "I want you to go down, tell your mum and your grandma that Richard has been speaking to you."
You've displayed your gift very publicly over the years, like on television shows. Mm-hmm. Did you have any reservations about taking it to such a vast platform, or was reaching out to like the largest audiences you could always important to you?
Well, I was actually told by my spirit guide, Sam, that this was meant for me. Told me actually 2.5 years before I got the offer that it was meant to be. It was going to happen. And it happened. He talked about, you know, all the different people I've met, where it was going to go, where it was going to take me. Because I was doing private readings for a number of years from an office in Liverpool. And then I got a call in from one of the local radios, Radio Merseyside. I went along there. Then Radio City, the other competitor, heard, and they asked me to go there. Then Radio Lancashire heard me talking over the airways, asked me to go there. Then there was Red Rose Radio. Before I knew it, within a very short space of time, I was doing 6 radio slots on different days. Then a lady from Granada Television sent her niece along to see me. I didn't know who she was. I was doing private readings, did the reading for her. And in those days, I thought it was very, very important to tape record all my readings. A lot of mediums wouldn't even dare do that. But I had total faith in my work. People could look back if they had a tape recording. And if those things didn't happen, they could come back to me and say, you know, you're a fraud, you're a charlatan. So I was known as the first person to do that. So people would take the... So, okay, then I started television way before Most Haunted. 5 years in Granada. And I did about 7 different shows from Granada. I started off doing one live show on a Wednesday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Then it was so popular that they asked me to sign a contract to do a Friday evening, so that was 2. Then they asked me to go be out and about with Derek Acora, going to haunted locations just with a small team, a crew, and we'd stay overnight, and I would do the presenting of it. Then we did the Psychic Zone with Derek Acora, where we brought other mediums from all over the country different parts of the world. Used to do little slots, and I'd do my stuff. Then we had predictions with Derek Okora, where they brought in for the first time a live audience. It was a little bit like watching Noel Edmonds with his crowd, you know. Not the same, naturally, but a crowd, and they'd be selected from all over the country. People come from France, Belgium, whatever, to get on the show. That was very successful. And they drafted in a presenter called Becky Wand, who was very supportive, very respectable in the sense of the way her belief system. So she was a perfect, you know, not foil, but a perfect person for me to be on there. Then Yvette Fielding came onto one of my shows, and I knew of her. I didn't know her, but I'd seen her on Blue Peter and all this stuff. And I picked on her, one of the people, and she said her words. I blew her away. Then she went home and told her husband, and they met me the next time I was in Granada doing one of the live shows, and he said, I'd like to speak to you about a program idea we got. And I'm sure you being a medium, you'd be able to know a bit of light with it. We'll get this program off on the networks. And I saw, you can only try. Anyway, he told me about it, and my wife and I were there, and we had a little pizza with them in Manchester. And I said, yes, I like the idea. I'd like to be part of it. And that was it. We went into the pilot program. No one got paid. And after we did it, we did an overnight 24-hour vigil. It was very successful. The spirit people came from everywhere. They were just, wow, wow, wow. And it was fantastic. And he said, well, come on, Derek, we're all packed up. We're going home now. Now we've got to take this, edit it, and take it to the networks. Will we sell it? Will we get it? And I said, well, I'm being told by my guide here now, not only will you sell it, it will be massive. Now, that was 5 months before they sold it. It took 5 months. They went to every network across Great Britain, rejected, rejected, rejected. We don't want it. We don't believe it. Blah, 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 until it came to Living TV. After I finished with most of them, there was a lot of lies and terrible things said about me when I left Most Haunted, purely simply because I wanted to do something else. I'd spent 5 years with it, and I couldn't do any more than what I'd done. And I said, you know, the program is... So Living TV said, yeah, okay, we will develop a new program for you, and it'll be called Derek Okora's Ghost Towns, which it took nearly a year to develop. So I stayed on with Most Haunted, did the next series, and three more Most Haunted Lives. Announced on the last Most Haunted Live when the show was ready, and I told everyone I was leaving. Now, Carl and Yvette, who were the production company, couldn't believe, because they didn't know that Living TV were developing a new program for me. And they got very upset, and they, well, in their infinite wisdom, decided to do a bit of not so nice things said about me, which is sad. Anyway, that's what's actually happened up to me up to date. Apart from investigations, I go helping people across the country who've had either poltergeist or problems, families present day with children, and I go there and we do the clearance and help them. I'm very proud of that part of my work. Very proud. It's more important than doing demonstrations, because you'll see families who are in anguish, families, kiddies who can't sleep in the bedrooms, some of the despicable things, some of the negatives can do. And I'm the one to tackle them, and I get rid of them.
What keeps you motivated to keep doing your work with the medium?
What keeps me motivated? People. People. The live work is so much more important than even television work. As you can imagine, television work, you've got microphones in front of you, you've got whopping big cameras. There's nothing comes back from them. When you're doing live work, when you're helping people, and you see in their personality how much they're either uplifted, how much they're helped, how much they are relieved, how much maybe they need a closure on something. And in these sorts of evenings, they get those answers from their loved ones, not from strangers. People who, a lot of the people who come out, believe their loved ones have lost to them. They'll never see again. A lot of people think that way. There's some people who have faith that there is a place. There's awful lot that don't. And these sorts of evenings, which I've done for a long, long time, okay, proves it to them, or it should do. Okay? So live is more important because you're linking with a person. You're taking on their grief. You're taking on their emotions. You're taking on their fears. And you try to allay those fears. Try to give them, in the most compassionate way that you can, the truth why I do it. What keeps me motivated? Because I believe. Because I walk this walk. I know it's the truth. So my commitment is to my heart, where I'm praying, every fibre of my body is committed to spirit, okay?
Okay. You're obviously really busy with like touring and TV and you're always doing something. Do you think it's always going to be like that? Are you going to slow down?
Of course not. But it won't always be that way. But no, why should I slow down? I get bored. I've got a very low boredom threshold. My wife would tell you, 2 days at home, what on the run. I don't know what to do with myself apart from when I take my dogs for the walks, look after me chickens, maybe look after me fish. Other than that, you know, I haven't got big hobbies. I like to watch football. But other than that, so basically, no, I will work and work until I can't work. And that's in there. My wife knows that. My family knows it. So, you know, I'm not saying that I won't slow down a little because at the moment, even now, after all these years, it's still 500 mile an hour. But I can still cope with it. I've still got the energy. The thing about it is, no matter what age I've got to, when I come out there to do a live show, I feel like a 16-year-old. I've got the energy of a 16-year-old. It's amazing what they do for me.
Can you tell us one of your most memorable experiences in your work as a medium?
Memorable. I suppose memorable in the essence of many things. We did an investigation on the most haunted series. We did many. But it was an investigation in Ireland, in Southern Ireland, at a castle called, pronounced Lep Castle, but spelled Leap Castle. And it wasn't fully functional castle. However, there was a family, an Irish family that lived in it, in one section. I called it the Turret Area. And they were a beautiful family. They had a young daughter that, when we first arrived, she did the Irish dance for us, and her dad played the... it was just enchanting. It was just amazing. That was before we started it. But it was something that I experienced there that I did not ever, up to that time, believe there was such a thing. In fact, one of a very good friend of mine, a man called David Icke, who's been castigated over the years as being this, that, and the other. Very good man, nice man, big writer of books. I think he's written 30 books. He used to come for a reading with me once a year. And I'm not diversifying, this is important to tell you this. And he came to me and he said to me, he was in America, and he phoned me up and he said, I'm coming over to the UK, I've only got a window of 48 hours. Can I come and see you and get my annual reading? Because it helps me so much. And I said, yeah. Well, he came along, and he dropped his latest book, and he said, you must read this, it's very important. And I did. And I read the book, and there was a section about his beliefs about a certain creature, if you like, that existed. And I said, no way. I even checked it with Sam to a degree, and I didn't get the answers and whatever. Turned out to be that what I saw in Lep Castle, what I experienced, was what this man had written about. And we're talking about a creature that has never existed in physical life before. Just like we live a physical life, and we pass over to the spiritual realm afterwards, and we meet our family. In between these realms exists a dimension of not so nice energies, I would call them. Some people call them demons, divas, yeah. And they like to cause havoc and problems and trouble in physical people's lives if they get through from their atmosphere into our atmosphere. What will attract these sort of souls is, you know, when people play about with these dangerously Ouija boards, when they don't know what they're doing, and they're allowing these energies to come through, and then they attach themselves to people, and they can cause havoc in people's lives. Anyway, this particular investigation, I saw this young lady, very attractive young lady, in a dark gown, dark green gown, standing up on the gallery when we first arrived. And the vet said, "What are you seeing?" I said, "I see a very, very attractive young lady, brunette, long dark hair, and a very, like a velvet, dark green dress to the ankles." And she said, "Wow, get the cameras rolling, get the cameras rolling." We hadn't even started, and it was still in daylight. And I said, "We must go up to the gallery. It's important. I must get close to her." So Yvette, like always, hold my hand, you know. She wouldn't walk anywhere unless she was holding my hand. And we went up, and as we got halfway up the amazing stairwell, the stench, the smell was unearthly. And everyone, even the cameraman, "What the hell is that?" And I said, "It belongs to this." As we got to the gallery, I pushed the door open. That wasn't the lady. There's this horrible, grotesque, if you like, animal-featured, furred, bestial-looking thing with long snout and it making noises which everyone could hear, and it was dripping. And this, what actually happened was, what David Icke wrote about said many years ago on this earth, there used to be people who used to practice a very dark art. We're talking about going back to the 15th century, 16th century. And once they mastered this art, they could shape-shift, as they call it, shape-shifters. And they could shape themselves from human type into whatever their choice was. And their choice mainly was to attract these beasts, if you like, from this realm and to let them exist for a while within the aura. So I then said to the owner of the place, when I told him about it, he said, "Oh my God, no, it's come back." I said, "Please tell us about it. 8 years ago it happened around my daughter." And I said, "You've actually seen it with your physical eyes?" And he said, "Yes. Tell me what it looks like." When he told me, it was perfect. And I said, "Yep." And I went, "Oh my God." So then we interviewed, or Yvette interviewed the daughter, and she just, apparently, she had a nervous breakdown. She didn't go through this thing coming into her room at night and stuff like that. And they got a medium in to exercise and do this on the priests, and it seemed to have worked. But I went along and I found out it had been encouraged back into the atmosphere by someone who'd visited the castle. So this time what we did, I cleansed the place. I made sure for all time it's cleansed, and still to this day, it's never come back.
What do you know of the way they live on the other side?
What do I know? I know an awful lot, and I don't want to make it sound big-headed or anything like that. Over the years, they've told me so much, bits and bobs and what have you. The most important thing that I would like to qualify and say is every person, normal, ordinary person, that leaves the physical life at what we call death, you don't die. You move on. You move on to a new realm, a realm that's been designated for you through the way you've lived your life. The all-seeing God, even though most people can't imagine what God power is, checks everything out, how you've lived your life and what have you. And you will go to a place that's in the world of spirit that is heavenly, where there's balance, there's happiness, there's joy. There's no worry about health, you're in prime health. There's no worry to eat, you don't need to. No need to sleep, you don't have to. You can travel the world from the world of spirit. If you've never traveled before, can you imagine people who are poor, that never had much, maybe hard-working people, women who've had large families and husbands have low wages, at last I can travel the world. And they go, and believe me, they do. For the first time, they go first class, spiritual first class. No one knows they're there. They go on cruise ships, they go on planes just for the fun of it. Okay? Now, this is all part and parcel of great life. The fabulous reunion when you can imagine, if you can imagine, when you have lost your mum to the world of spirits, or your dad, or your lovely grandparents, or a brother and sister, or an aunt, an uncle, or even a friend, or even one of your animals, if you're an animal lover, they are not lost to you either. There's a special place for the animal kingdom. Now, can you imagine when you close your eyes, no matter what age you've arrived at, that's already pre-planned, by the way, the age that you leave here, no matter what you do, okay? So, you leave, where'd you go? You are quickly picked up by your guardian, your guide, like I've got Sam, that your guide will show themselves to you before you finally close your eyes here. And you go on a very quick journey. You'll see in the distance people standing around. You can't make them out. But as you get closer, you're getting reassurance and taking you to your mum, your dad, your grandparents. They're all here. And it becomes clearer and clearer. And there they are in the masses, all waiting for you. Can you imagine that reunion? Oh, my God. Most fantastic feeling that gives me, okay? That's why the world of spirits is so great. That's why everything in place. There's no lies. There's no cheating. There's no gain. Everyone is of the same balance. There's no hierarchy. There's no richness and pawns. Everyone's of the same balance. That's why people are so happy in the world of spirits. It can't happen here. It's not like that here. In many countries, they call heaven different names. Utopia, whatever. It's the same place. There's no race difference. Okay? No matter what colour, creed, whatever. We all go to the same place. Okay? But our same place is on merit, how happy it's going to be by the way you live your life. And the same applies to your loved ones that has gone before you. Now, it doesn't mean to say, and I've got to point this out, it's important. It doesn't mean to say what they're looking for is that you are going to be an out-and-out religious-minded person. That doesn't get you into the highest level of the world of spirit. The spiritual way of life, how you treat others, how you look at life, how happy you want to be for people, how you want to give a helping hand, how you, just the general, normal things get you the heavenly life. As opposed to a person that goes to a church 6 days a week, 7 days, kneels down, oh please God, and then goes out and then becomes a hypocrite and does things all against, you know, not helping people, being the opposite, you see? Just being in your way, spiritual. It's simple. You can live your life that way. And that gets you through those lovely, they're not pearly gates, but they get you through those beautiful golden gates. Okay, for you to exist with your family for as long as you like. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And that was the wonderful interview with Derek Acora. And as I said, in my opinion, a true ambassador for the spirit world, because that's exactly of what he is. A man that's not single-handedly mine, but a man that's brought spiritualism in my mind to the forefront. Before, you know, we had mediums on our TVs, this man broke through those barriers and brought the awareness to lots of different people. As I said, not single-handedly, Derek Acora with many others, brought it to the attention of the TV, which made lots of people aware of life after death. And I know that, you know, spiritualism is growing, growing and growing and growing. And it's absolutely wonderful to know that we still have the ambassadors that started this off, that's still working so hard today. You know, so I take my hat off to Derek and the rest of the guys that's actually working so hard, tirelessly, to prove the continuation of life. And, you know, I know that I'll have the pleasure of meeting up with Derek very soon, because I know that we have more things in the pipeline, excuse me, so to speak. And iPhone, and looking forward to that. And I'm sure that you will have more information about the next Psychic Rendezvous to come. So let's get on with today's show. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a few minutes. But before I do it, I want to play you this one song. I done a radio show last night with the wonderful Christina. And, she played this song at the end. And I thought, that's a song I really, really adore. And it really gets me going. So I'm going to play this song for you now. And then I'm going to go to the phone line. So let me just press this. Okay, and let's go to the phone lines, because I know that that's what we all want. That's what we're all waiting for. So let's bring in Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're there with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to the wonderful Delegate Cora there, because I know that, I've listened to it a few times, and I must say, absolutely flawless.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, very, very good. As I say, I take my hat off to Derek, because, he is so busy. He's working every single day tirelessly and an absolutely true ambassador for the spirit world. But Kathy, what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to talk to my husband's sister, Linda.
Okay, and she's in the spirit world, is she?
Yes, she is.
Okay, well, let me just say, first of all, now, I will do my very best for you, okay? But there's no guarantee that your sister-in-law will come through, okay? But I will
do
my very
best. Okay, anyone, then.
Okay, that's fine. You know, because, okay. You know, I've always said we cannot command or demand the spirit to come forward. You know, they kind of order some come. I'll start again. They come through in an orderly fashion in like a queue system with me, and I'll just go through them as they come through, okay? But I know that the first thing I have, it is a lady that comes closer to me from the spirit world, and as she makes a connection, I know that when she passed home to the spirit world, that she makes me aware that there's something wrong with her stomach, because I know that I want to hold my stomach as she comes through here. I do believe, you know, if I'm honest with you, it's like a cancer kind of a condition that she would have passed with, or there's something that would have affected her stomach that made this lady feel uncomfortable. I know that she wasn't...
That's his mother.
That's his mother.
His mother's stepping through. Come here, Joel.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she's with me at the moment, so it's your husband's mum that I've got here with me, which is perfect, because I know that she, you know, she seems to lose a bit of weight as well there, Kathy, as she steps forward here to me at the moment. So I know that that you would understand that, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, she makes me aware that she was quite a, and I don't mean this to count the way it's going, but she was quite a hard lady, wasn't she, when she was here with us?
A hard lady?
Yes.
When she was growing up, you mean?
No. When she was here up on this earth, that she was hard in the sense of whatever she had to say, that she would say it. If there was something that needed to be done, this lady would put her heart and soul into things to make sure it was done right.
Oh, her heart, yes.
Okay. Because I know that she makes her way that, you know, she's quite hard in the character-wise, that she has to get things done. She has to make it perfect. And she tells me that since she's been in the spirit world, that she has seen like a slight difference in people around there, okay? So I know that she comes forward and she tells me that, you know, in your life at the moment, that you feel as if you're kind of reaching out all of the time. So you'd understand that you are reaching out in your life at the moment. Is that right?
I'm sorry. She said what? That I'm reaching out?
Yes, that you're reaching out for something in your life at the minute.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm reaching out for...
Please don't tell me.
Okay.
It's up to her, isn't it, to tell us, okay?
Okay.
She says that you're reaching out for something, and it's been, you know, you feel it's so hard trying to get there, but it seems to be as if it's like an endless task, if I can put it that way there to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, never mind how hard that you try, it seems to get further and further and further away, doesn't it?
I thought I was making some progress.
Okay, well, she makes me aware that it seems to be getting further away. And, you know, she says to me, it's causing you a bit of frustration, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And, you know, she says to me, it's okay. You will get there. You just need to be a bit more patient with yourself, because you are the kind of person, your character is, you like to have everything here right now, don't you? Tomorrow's
yes.
not good enough. I want it right away. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me, you know, she just laughs, because I know that she says to me, you know, you kind of need to be a little bit more patient now, okay? And the more patient that you become, you'll find that things will become that little bit quicker there for you, okay? Now, I know that she wants me to say to you as well here that, okay. She talks to me about it, that you want to make changes in your life. That's what you're reaching out for, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me, you know, it's about time, too, that this thing happened for you, isn't it?
If she thinks so, yeah, I think so.
Okay, good, because she says it's about time, too, that it actually came around and made that perfect connection there for you, because I know that's exactly what you're looking for at the moment, okay, Kathy? And I know that she wants me to just demonstrate to you of how close she is. Now, I know that you understand the spirit world yourself, in some kind of way there. Do you understand of her?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I would even go to the point of saying that you are able to connect to the spirit world as well.
Well, they keep saying that, but I haven't really seemed to get there yet.
Okay, well, you know, I believe that in some way that we all have this gift of being psychic, but not all psychics will become mediums, okay? Now, let me throw a challenge out to you a minute here, Kathy, because even though that you're saying that you haven't had nothing yet, you know, have you ever thought that your door's going to knock and it knocks?
That my door what?
Have you ever had the feeling that your door's going to knock and then all of a sudden it knocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the feeling that your phone's going to ring and it rings?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And have you ever had the feeling that there's somebody with you, but when you turn around, there's nobody around?
Yes.
Okay. See, so we have an ability, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's a psychic ability, and we can develop on that to make a link to the spirit world. Okay, but it's up to you how far you want to take it, okay? Now, we're not all meant to be clairaudience or clairvoyance or clairsentience. We're all meant to walk this pathway in a way that we feel comfortable with, okay? So I know, see, they tell me, she's telling me that you've actually seen things as well. Does that make sense to you? You've seen them as well, haven't you?
I'm not sure about that, but...
Well, okay, let me go back to Anaska, because she says, you've seen things. And would I be right in saying that you've seen like a shadow that goes past you sometimes, and when you look, there's nothing there?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she says you've seen things, okay, and you've seen us, you've sensed us, you know that we are there with you. And would I be right in saying that this happens, particularly when that you're, I'm not going to say at your lowest, but when you're feeling, ugh, things can't get any worse. Then this is when that happens, isn't it?
It's a possibility. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, but so long as you understand the information that you've thought that you've seen something when you turn around, it's gone. That's the main thing here, because I know that your mother-in-law is so desperate to make that connection, okay? She's so desperate for you to know that she's around you in the spirit world. You know, she hasn't left and she's not going to go anywhere, but just stay right around your vibration, okay? I know that there's going to be offers being made to you. I also know that there's offers of like a new job or something, because she talks to me about the new offers that's coming into your life, something that you've put out there. So you've been obviously thinking of, I want a different job, or I want a job, or I want to change my job. There's offers of a job coming to you. Okay, Kathy, do you understand of this?
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with her because...
Can I tell you now what I want?
Yes, you can if you want.
Okay, I want to do what you're doing.
That's exactly what I just said earlier on, wasn't it? Connecting
yeah.
to the spirit world. She knows
yeah, the
about
spirit
that.
World, yeah.
Well, you know, as I said, to me, this is not so much of my job. This is my way of life, okay? But
right.
I work this as often as I can, you know, maybe 7 nights a week sometimes, night after night after night. And I love nothing more than working for the spirit world. As I said, there's going to be offers of a job or of a new job. Or so that's where I'm going there, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I know that the more that you develop, the better that things will become. And in time, things will change. So even if you're saying it's not a job, in some what way it is, because you're doing of a service, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I know that's going to come there for you, okay? You just need to be a little bit more patient and
right.
go with it instead of fighting it. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful, but sometimes we kind of fight it, Kathy, don't we? We kind of... I want to be patient. Okay, I want
yeah.
you to be more patient and learn to go with it instead of fighting it.
Well, I'm trying to do that now because I was like too anxious before.
That's it. That's it. And you know,
yeah.
sometimes it's our downfall, isn't it? And you know,
it is. Does she have a message for her son?
Yeah, most definitely, because, you know, I'm saying to her, come on, you need to come through and give him something as well. And
right,
you know,
so I can tell him.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, yeah, okay. Your husband then, you know, I don't really want to see this live on air, but I've got to, because she's telling me I've got to, and I don't really want to. But if I say to you that sometimes he can be his own person, can't he? He doesn't like to take telling too much, does he?
Take what too much?
He doesn't like taking someone telling him things too much. He likes to get on with his life in his own little way. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
He's always been that way, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because she says, well, you know, he listened to me when I was you. Okay. And I know that she wants me to say, you know, it doesn't hurt to be told now and again. So is it your husband then that needs to go and have himself... checked out then as well, because I'm aware of like medical, I'm not saying that there's a problem, Kathy, please don't get me wrong, but I'm aware of like medical here. So would I be right in saying that he needs like a medical check or something?
No, he just had a problem, and yes, he's going for his checkup.
There we are, perfect, because that's exactly what she tells me there, okay? So that's what she wants to pass on to her son, your husband, that she's aware of this medical that's been around him. So if there has been a problem, know that she's walked by the side of him every step of the way, and, you know, she just puts her thumbs up to me because it's like, you know, well done, okay? And well done for her bringing that communication through. Does that help you a little bit there, Kathy?
Yes, it does. It helps a lot.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you want a copy of that reading, you can come over to mikespirit.fm and look in the archives, and that's where you'll be able to find it. And I say thank you very much for calling there, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Suzanne here. Hi, Suzanne. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. And yourself?
Good. I was just wondering if anybody from who has passed or anything has anything to say about my love life when they see a boyfriend coming into my life.
Okay. Let me make a connection first, sure. And then whoever comes through, I'll ask them that question, okay? Because I don't want to influence, I don't want to put my mind on it. I just want the spirit world to work with me and give me the information that they are looking for, sorry, or the information that you are looking for from them.
Or okay. If you have anything to say about it, too. Okay.
Well, you might not want to hear what I have to say myself, but we'll see. Okay. All right, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, there's a gentleman that's just joined me, and he says to me, quieten yourself down, son. Okay, so I know I need to be more patient here with him. I need to be more relaxed with him, because I feel that's the way he would have been before he passed on to the spirit world. I certainly feel with him that this is a gentleman that would link to your family, and I do believe that he would link to your dad's side, because he comes to my dad's side of my vibration right now. So now I want to come to your dad's side, your family, to find this man. I'm aware to say to you, when he passed, that it was kind of like a quick passing, if I can say that to you, because I know that he makes me feel as if he was only ill for a short while before he passed on to the spirit world. So I know that it was as soon as we found out, not long after, that he passed on to the world of light. Now, he seems to rub his chest as he comes through. So I know that as he's rubbing his chest, there must have been a problem there with his chest. I want to settle maybe around his heart as he passes home to the spirit world. But I know I'm seeing him as he's quite casually dressed, or that would tell me that he's quite laid back in his characters. But you would like to be clear and precise in whatever he had to say. So you would understand of who he is there, Suzanne, is that right?
Well, he sounds like somebody on my mother's side who passed, though.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind getting them on the wrong side, because that's my fault, not theirs. Okay, and I'm not perfect, and I don't want to be perfect, because I don't want to go home there. Because I've always said the minute that I'm perfect is the minute I'm going to go home to the spirit world, and I don't want to go yet. I've got too many things to do. So I know that he comes through. But you understand the information he comes through with? That's the main thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Now, I know that as this gentleman builds his vibration up here, you know, he says to me, you know, my girl, it's been difficult for you for a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
but it's not going to be anymore.
Okay, well, I'd love to tell you what you want, but I'm not. I'm going to give you what they tell me, okay? Now, if I say to you that you've been sending this thought out to the universe, to the spirit world, asking them to come forward and to give you the advice or to find that special thing that you're looking for, you've been asking for that for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
And would it be right in saying that there has been a few that's come into your life and left quite quickly?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me that there is someone in your life right now, though, isn't there?
A friend.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay, because I know that I'm talking to you about that there's someone in your life at the moment. Now, I believe that there's, you know, you have lots to offer yourself there, don't you?
Well, that's, I think so. I have to be positive.
Good. Okay, because he says that you have lots to offer. And you know, I don't want this to turn into any dating show, far from the word. But if I said to you that there is no reason why you should be single, okay? Because
no,
I know
there's
that
not.
Because
no.
There's lots inside you yet to give, okay? There's lots of love inside you to give to someone else, okay? But the problem is that to find the right person to give that love to, isn't it? Because you feel that, which is quite rightly true as well, that you want it back, okay? So know that you're not the kind of person that's going to just give and wait for it to come back. You want that commitment to yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Good, because he says to me that, you know, there is someone there for you, okay? And I believe, no, I'm not saying that it's going to take as long as maybe September, because that's the month I'm aware of. I'm not saying it's going to take that long, but by September, I know that there is going to be someone in your life that you will be able to share the love that you have inside of you with someone else. Because he says to me, by September, things will be all fine in your life, okay? So I know that come to September, that there will already be someone in your life, okay? Now, is it you that has the two children?
I have one child.
Okay, because he makes you aware of two children. So if it is that you have one, that's the girl then, is it?
No, I have a boy.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that there's going to be two children. I'm not saying that you're going to have another one. Please don't get me wrong. But there's going to be two children. And I'm aware of the girl, okay? So I would say that this gentleman that's going to come into your life that already has a child, and that's a girl, okay? Now, I want to say maybe, now I don't know if this is your boy or whether this is his daughter, but I want to say maybe around the age of like 8, 9 years of age. So would you understand if that's either your boy or there's this young girl going to come in with him? It's going to be like 8 or 9. So is that the age of your boy or not?
My boy is 11.
Your boy is 11. Okay, well, I believe that there's going to be a girl that's going to come in there maybe around the age of 8 or 9. Okay, so remember, I'm giving you this information because it's all important.
Oh, my God, that would be wonderful. My son has always wanted a little daughter. I mean, not daughter, sister.
I would hope so. Trust me, I have two daughters and one son. And my daughter and son, they fight like cat and dog. You know, my daughter's 11, and my son, bless him, he's 8. But you know, he gives as good as he gets. He really does. And he's the sneaky one, I gotta be honest. You know, my other daughter, she's almost 17 now. She's a big girl. But I know that I want to say to you that, you know, you're gonna have to keep your wits about them. Okay, because I know that there's going to like come to, I'm not going to say to blows, but, you know, I know that your son is a very caring boy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. The thing is that he went to live with his dad, though, a year ago, and he's here now. He's downstairs with a friend, but I don't know if I'm ever going to get him back.
Okay, well, I believe that, you know, of whether you're going to get him back or not, I don't know, okay? What he tells me is, or what this gentleman tells me is, that, you know, that when he has this younger girl that's going to come into your life, that I believe that there's going to be more time that they will spend together. So that would obviously tell me that, I'm not saying that he's going to come back, I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of time spent between your son and this young girl. So that obviously that would mean that, you know, he will be with you lots more than what he is at the moment. Okay?
Now, old is this man going to be, or what does he look like, or anything that I'm going to meet?
Okay, let me just ask him because I need to go back to him and ask for that information. Okay. Okay. Now let's get it right first, okay? Because he makes me aware. Now you are quite. I'm not saying fussy, okay, but you're quite particular, aren't you?
What did you say? I was what? First?
You're quite particular about the kind of person that you want in your life.
Somewhat, not real picky, but yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that that you like a man that's not too big of his build?
Not heavy, no.
Okay, that's good, because that's what I'm aware of. You know, you don't like them too big of the build, okay? And I believe that the gentleman that's going to come into your life, I'm not going to give you an accurate description, far from the word, but he's not too big of the build, okay? And I would say he's just a little taller than yourself. And would I be right in saying that you are about 5'6", 5'7", of your height?
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'5".
You're 5'5", okay, because I know I want to go just a little bit taller than yourself, okay? So as I said, 5'6", 5'7", somewhere around there. So I know that that's just a little bit taller than yourself, okay? And I know that that's the gentleman that he makes me aware of that's going to come into your life, okay? I know that he's going to be a pleasant man. And, you know, if I said to you that that's the kind of man that you need now, a pleasant man, a man that's going to be nice to have, to enjoy his company, because I know that previously that you had a bit of a raw deal of things, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope that that's helped you a little bit there, Suzanne, okay, because I know that that's the information he's come through with.
Give me a quick, you know, how old he's going to be? About? Last question, sorry.
Okay. See, I'm being made aware of to say to you that 42. Okay,
wow.
42. So I don't know how old you are, and it's none of my business, but 42 is the age bracket I want to look at, okay?
Oh, that's really strange because I do like men in their 40s, and I don't like them heavy. I'm not being picky, but I'm just saying and attractive or cute.
Okay, that's fine, okay? Because as I said to you in the beginning, that you know that you are quite particular about the kind of man that you want to be with. I know that I want to say 42, not very heavy the build, but just a slightly bit taller than yourself, but a pleasant man to be around, because I know that he makes me aware that the company that you like to keep, it has to be pleasant, because you have had a bit of a raw deal of things. And I know that the pathway going back in your life was difficult, and I want to say to you that it's about time that it changed, and he's going to make sure that that happens, okay? Suzanne, I'm going to move on there with you, okay, and say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Remember, if you want a copy of that reading, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and look in my archives, and that's where you will find it.
So there might be marriage or something down the road? Because you said that we're going to be spending a lot of time with the 8-year-old.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go too far into certainly marriage and everything else. I'm not going to go that far, but let's take it one step at a time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye bye now.
You're welcome.
Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines, Jen. I think that we have Brian. Brian, are you there with me?
Yes, sir. I am.
How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay. Now, what was the reason that you called in for here, Brian?
Inspiration.
You seem to be breaking up a little bit, Brian.
I said, hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Okay. The reason why I called, because I needed a bit of inspiration.
Okay.
For many years, I'm 32 right now. When I was 11 years old, I was diagnosed with an emotional disorder. And I've since overcame that and went to college and on my way to having a doctor's degree. But it seems like my life is on hold, and I just want to know, do you see me ever becoming the very things that I dream of becoming?
Okay. Let me build my connection here with the spirit world, with yourself there, Brian, and we'll see where we are going. Is that okay for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, Brian, I know that there would be a history in your family to do with lots of illnesses, because I'm aware of so many different illnesses. Okay, thank you, darling. Who's the lady that spent the latter part of her life in a wheelchair? Because I know I want to sit down and I want to say that she was confined to this chair. And I want to say to you, if she ever needed to go out and about, she would have had to use a wheelchair before she passed there, okay? I know that she's a lady that carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes home to the spirit world. Bless her heart, she's quite rounded in her features. I know that she's quite a sympathetic lady, quite a happy-go-lucky lady, if I may say that there to you, when she was here with us. She makes me feel all warm and comfortable, and she wants to put her arms around me. And for those that heard me working would know that that would come through like either mother or grandmother connection there, because she makes me feel comfortable and warm. So you'd understand of this lady, is that right?
Well, both of my grandmother and my auntie, who raised me as a mother, was never confined to a wheelchair, but they had both had cancer, and both kind of died prematurely.
Okay, let me have a bit more information. Okay, because I know that, as I said, I'm quite rounded in my features. Know that I'm quite sympathetic in my character-wise. I know that this lady wants to hold on to me, and I believe that's the way she would have been in this life. She would have loved to hold on to people. Now, here in Wales, we call that a cutch. I don't know why, and even outside of Wales, people wouldn't even understand that word, but it's hugging you so tight. That's what I want to say to you, that this lady always would have done. She would have loved to hold you tight. And, you know, for some reason, she calls you my boy. So I know that as she holds on to you, she says, come here, my boy, I need to hold you, because that's something that she always would have done in this life when she was here with us. Now, she makes me aware to say to you as well that it was only the last few years of her life that she became this illness took its toll upon her, okay? I want to say to you that... see, she makes me aware that she would have been in her 40s and she would have been fine, but coming up to her late 40s, that's when this problem started with us. I know that she passed maybe late 40s, early 50s. So do you understand of that now there with this lady then?
I don't know who this lady is.
Sorry?
Sir, I don't know who the lady is. I really don't know.
Okay, let me have a little bit more there with her, because she makes her way, as I said, that it's either like mum or grandmum that comes through, but she certainly links to your mum's side of the family, okay, because I know that that's where she is. As I said, that she would have passed...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm glad, okay, because she's here with me, and I'm not going to change her, I'm not going to alter anything, but just give it to you as I get it, because I know that's the way this thing has always worked with me. So you know exactly what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yes.
Good. Okay. And, you know, she says here to me that, okay, now she talks about the condition that you had, and she says to me that you fought it, and through... Who said to you that you would never fight and get through it the other side? Do you understand that?
Who said that I would never...
You?
Who said that I'll never fight?
No. Would you understand if I said to you that there was people in your life that thought that you wouldn't battle this illness that you had, and you wouldn't come through the other side, that you would suffer with it for...
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Yes, sir. It's like,
because I want to say, through all the odds, you came through it the other side. And it was by you fighting it and fighting it and fighting it and being more determined. Because now, see, I don't know if it is that that illness stopped you from walking or something, but it's like... See, this is how they work with me. It's like as if I was told by the medical profession that I wasn't able to walk. And through all the odds, I got up on my feet and made them steps. I believe that's the kind of thing I want to poke with you. Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Because I know that's how she makes me feel, that, you know, and I feel a sense of achievement there for yourself. Okay. Now, I know that the question was that you feel your life is on hold and when is it ever going to change? She says to me, but it is changing. Your life is changing, okay? Obviously, not quick enough for yourself, but your life is changing so much, okay? Because she says to me that you've achieved so much in your life at the moment, and you've kind of... Okay. You've kind of rewritten history yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
Good, okay. And, you know... A way you want things to change is materially. It's like, I want someone in my life to share, to hold, to comfort. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I really, really do.
Okay. See, so she knows you really well, doesn't she? Because that's the information she gives me. I want somebody to hold. I want somebody to comfort. I want somebody to share with. I want somebody to be happy with. Because she tells me that, you know, you're not a materialistic kind of person at all, you know. The money doesn't matter to you. The big house, the big car doesn't matter to you. What matters is companionship, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And maybe I should have hooked you up with the last caller. You never know. But I know that I want to say to you that, you know, it is there for you, okay? But, you know, we have to take it one step at a time. The first things first. Let's get this, and it was a doctorship that you said that you was going for, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and is it, okay, I hope you're right, darling. Is it two more exams that you have to do, or two more tests that you have to go through?
it's two more processes that I have to go to in order for me to get this doctorate. I have to go through where the proposal phase, which I'm in a year now, which has been a tough go for me. And then I got to finish the study itself and go for the defense. So those are two remaining major projects.
Absolutely perfect, because she says to me, it's two more that you have to do first. Let's get over those two. Then your life will change. Okay, and that's what she says, my boy. Then your life will change, my boy. Okay, I want to start shouting that out, because I believe that that's the way she was in her character-wise. Okay, that's when your life will change, my boy. And I know that's when things will become different in your life. Okay, so I know that she's there. I know that your life will change. But, you know, let's take one step at a time. And she says to me that we hear your prayers every single night. So obviously that you're talking to the spirit world every step of the way. Is that right? Every single night that you pray so hard to the spirit world. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and she hears every single word of it, okay? And I know that there's quite a host of people. Okay, Brian, would I be right in saying this to you, Brian, that you know, you're kind of getting lots of headaches right now, is that right?
Headaches?
Yes.
Not really. I had them last month.
Okay. And they were right in the front, wasn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because she talks to me about the headaches. I'm saying, what do you mean, darling? And she says, he's been having headaches, tell him, because I know. And you know, again, it's a wonderful way of her proving herself to you, isn't it? Because I know that she says to me about the headaches, okay? So if that's something that you was having, then that's perfect, because, you know, again, it's just her way of proving to you, look, I'm there with you, okay? She says to me that, you know, another thing that you long for is a decent night's sleep, isn't it?
I pretty much get good night's sleep. I never had a problem.
Okay. So have you been waking of late then? In the middle of the night? Yes, okay.
Yes, I'm wake up.
Okay, see, because she says to me, see, about, you know, longing for a decent night's sleep. And I know that, see, as you said, that you don't really have a problem. She says, well, he's been waking. Tell him, I know. Okay, so again, absolutely perfect the way she comes through and gives you that information there, Brian. So I know, to answer your questions, your life will change, and it's going to be quite soon, okay? But, you know, just be patient, because, you know, it's not about the short term, it's about the long term, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I know that, see, the long term there for yourself, I do want to bring lots of happiness, lots of comfort, lots of encouragement into your life, and I believe that, you know... You sure? Okay. There's Brian, do you like writing then?
Yes, I've been trying to actually sit down and write.
Please don't tell me. Because she says to me about writing. He likes writing. And he's been trying to put a book together.
Yes, I've been trying to write my autobiography, but it hasn't really come to me yet.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, Brian. Well, I know that that's going to come right as well, because she says to me he likes writing. And he's been trying to write a book. Okay, so if that's something that you want to do and you've started doing again, then that's absolutely perfect, isn't it? Because, again, you know, she just wants to demonstrate how close she really is there to you. Brian, I know I'm going to leave it there with you. I know I've got lots of people on the line that want to try and get through you today. So I will say to you, you know, if you want a copy of that reading, please come over to mikespirit.fm of where you'll be able to find it in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you, sir. Bye now. Okay, now I know I didn't have a lot of time to screen callers before we started. So I know I've got, it's a Skype caller here, and it ends in Bishop 2. Hi, Bishop 2, are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. And what was the reason that you called in for?
To find out about my love life, please.
Can I just take your first name, please?
Sure, it's Tristan.
Tristan. Okay, Tristan. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
Oh, Florida, okay. Okay, well, I hope that we will have a chance to meet, because I'm planning coming over to Florida at the end of September. West Palm Beach, so I hope that we may have the chance to actually meet up there later on in the year. But let me see if I can link to the spirit world here for you there, Tristan, and I will do my very best, and then we can ask the spirit world about your love life. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay. Okay. Tristan, I know that I have a lady here, first of all, that joins me, okay? And I know that this lady is full of life. She's full of energy, and I believe that she loved life of when she was here with us, because I know that as she comes through, that she's so excited to be with us here today. And I know that that's the way that she would have been when she was here with us. I know that she's quite slight of her build. She didn't carry much weight, lover, before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she was a hard-working lady, and she keeps saying, I was hard-working. I'd done everything I possibly could for my family. She's a very family-orientated kind of a lady there, Tristan, of when she was here with us.
Yeah.
You know what I got straight away, don't you?
Yes.
And see, she again, you know, and you know, I know I said this to the last caller, if people would hear, I could only actually feel of what I feel, because she just wraps herself so tight around me, okay? And that makes me feel like a mother, grandmother connection here. And I know you would understand that, yeah?
Yes.
Good, okay. Because as she joins me here, she says to me, you know, that life was absolutely perfect for her. But she says to me, you know, towards the end, it did get a bit difficult, but she didn't let it get her down. And she wouldn't let anything get her down in this life. Okay, you understand this, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, normally, you would be that same way, wouldn't you? You don't allow things to get you down. And she says to me that, you know, it's been it's like a complete change around for yourself there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she says to me, it's kind of been, you know, it's a bit out of character for you to let things get you down, isn't it?
Yes.
And she says here to me that, you know, why did she talk about the last 6 months? Because she says, tell her about the last 6 months. I know I've been there every single day for the last 6 months. So she understands there's been difficulty. Excuse me, for the last 6 months in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do.
And she says to me, you know, it's been... okay, I know what she means. It's been made harder and harder every day. And it's been made difficult for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
You know, I want to bang my hands on the table here, Tristan, so hard, because it's not fair. It's not fair what's happened, is it?
No, it isn't.
And I know you've shed so many tears about it. You would understand this, wouldn't you?
Yep.
And absolutely. She says to me every single night that you prayed to your God, you prayed to the spirit world, and she says the tears still flow down your face, and she says all she wants to do is just let you know that she's there, okay? You're not alone in this life. The spirit world, and there's the, you know I could spend hours upon hours with you, with all the people that's just joining me, because I you know, it's like as if they're all coming around you at the minute, because it's, you know, it's not like you to be like this, and I know I want to say to you that, you know, and you know I've got to be honest, and I want to say to you it's not going to change like next week, next month, because first things first, we need to get you back to where you need to be first, okay? You need to be back up on the top of your game, up on top of your mountain, if you like, to put out there, because the more, because of what you're putting out there now, it's not you, and it's like I'm attracting the wrong kind of energy. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, but first things first, we need to build your energy back up, and this lady has come forward to do just that there for you, because she says to me that we have to build your energy back up to make it right for yourself, so that you are attracting the right person in your life there, okay? You know, I can't leave you a minute here, Tristan, because there's somebody else has just joined me, and I have to work with this one. And I believe it's somebody a lot younger that would have passed on to the spirit world. And I know that this is going to be quite a difficult energy for us to work with you, because I believe it's so young, okay? I want to say to you, it's like, you know, it was nobody's fault. It was just my time to go. And there was lots of blame laid out for when this one passed, because I was so young. Now, would I be right in saying that you would understand of a young energy, a young person that passed on to the spirit world of like a baby? I want to be like in my baby age there, please. Would you understand of this?
I'm not really sure about
okay.
that one.
Okay, it doesn't have to be yours, mind. Okay, let's spread our wings a little here. Let's broaden our minds. I know that there would have been a young child, a little girl that would have passed maybe around the age of like one. But 1 year of age. And I believe that I contracted an illness. And before we knew it, this youngster passed on to the spirit world. Okay, now as I said, maybe we need to spread our wings to our family, maybe just outside the family, but I know I want to look a bit further because I know I want to bring this. See, whenever I see children with me, I know it's happy. I know it's contentment, and that's what I need to bring around your life, okay? Please think on this young child because I know that she's there because she's trying to talk to me here and trying to tell me that she's there because she needs to bring the upliftment there to you, okay? No, I don't like to predict if you listen regular to the show, that you would know that. But she says to me, we need to look forward, okay? We need to look forward. Now, like I said, let's deal with you first. Because when we deal with you first, we're building our vibrations up. And when we build our vibration up, that's when the right person will come into our lives, okay? Because we don't want no more bad energy coming in. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
She says to me, you feel him right now, is that right? You feel the spirit world by the side of you right now, is that, do you understand of that?
What does that mean?
That you feel you must be feeling like some kind of sensation that goes down the one side of your body. I don't know if it's like a tingly feeling or like a pins and needle feeling then or something, but you feel something down the one side of your body right now, is that right?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay. When you feel that, remember I've said it to you because I know that that's when that they come through.
The spirits?
Okay. Yes, definitely. Okay, because they come around you a lot. I'm being told that they come and put their hand up on your shoulder, particularly the first lady that comes through. She says, I put my hand up on your shoulder, and you feel like it's some kind of sensation around there. Okay, so if you haven't felt it, remember I've said it to you because I know it's important. And she comes through because they want to be recognized there to you, okay?
Every once in a while, it's really weird. I'll be like laying on my bed and my bed will just bounce. It will move. And I know it's my dog, Teddy.
Okay.
From the spirit world.
Okay, perfect. Okay, see, because I know that they come around you. The energy comes around you there just to uplift you and to make you feel comfortable, make you feel happy, because that's what they come through to do, okay? As I said, we need to uplift your vibration. We need to make you feel more content because then we're creating the right energy, okay? Do you understand?
Yeah, but I also think that I have gifts as well.
Okay, gifts enable to work for the spirit world, is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me ask them. Now, if I see you that you're quite a good judge of character, aren't you?
Yes.
And you kind of know of who's right in your life and who's wrong in your life, is that right?
Yeah, I can tell a good person and a bad person apart.
Good. And I hope you're feeling good for me, because I am.
Absolutely.
I am. I hope I am. My dog thinks I am anyway. My poor
Marley.
He loves me, really, Marley does. He's sleeping now. He always sleeps when I'm doing a radio show, and it's absolutely wonderful, isn't it? I must send him and go to sleep. Okay.
I talk to my dogs telepathically.
Oh, gosh. I come home, you know, every single day, and I talk to him. I tell him to be a good boy if I'm going out, and he sits there with his sad puppy dog eyes, and he looks at me, and I have to say, okay, Dad, I will. And then I come home, and he's raided my biscuits.
That's hilarious.
Every single day, I think he does it just to wind me up, I think. So it gives him a row, and then he kind of just sits in his bed enough to say, ha ha, I had you.
Exactly.
Then, you know, he knows exactly what's going on. He's not silly.
No.
I think he's the brainiest one out of the two of us, I gotta be honest. But
They're
I know.
They're quite clever.
Sorry?
They're quite clever.
Oh, most definitely. And I know that my mommy is probably more clever than me, I gotta be honest. You know, I've done things to prevent him, and you know, he just goes beyond everything. He does everything that he possibly can just to wind me up. And you know, he must find it so funny. I'd love to be in his little mind for just 5 minutes just to think of how he does it. You know, I must get hold of my friend Elizabeth, because she's a wonderful medium, and she's an animal communicator. And I was just with her the other day, and she was saying that about what Marley's doing, what he's thinking. And you know, I followed her advice the other day, because she said that I need to do something with him. I'm not going to say on air what it is. And you know, I did it. And do you know what? He's been absolutely perfect ever since. So I need to hook back up with Elizabeth and talk to her about other things that Marley needs to go through. But you know, to conclude your reading, okay, the spirit world are with you, okay? Those gifts that you feel, okay, because I know that you sense things, you kind of understand when people come around your life, okay? You keep on with that, because I've always said that it doesn't come to us on an A4 piece of paper. We actually have to work for what we have, and it's like building stepstones, if you like, okay? Mm-hmm. Have a good foundation so we can build off and build the tallest building that we possibly can. And I know I've always said, and always will say, I never want to be as good as. I always want to be better than, not to be better than a person, but to strive harder to be the best channel I can for the spirit world, okay? And that's the goal you kind of need to aim for. And once you get, keep working harder and harder. Okay, I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Have
a wonderful day.
And yourself. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, and let me just see. I do apologize, I didn't have enough time to screen everybody that's come on, but I know that we've got area code 347. Area code 347, are you there with me?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Can I take your first name, please?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole. Okay, yeah. Nicole, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I am, you know, interested in, you know, messages from, you know, my past loved ones.
Okay.
You know, do they have any advice for me, you know?
Okay, Nicole, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Okay, wonderful. Bear me a second, let me build my communication up here from okay, see, instantly they come straight in the minute I hear your voice, bang, they always do, and it's wonderful, isn't it? Okay, would you understand your mum for me in the spirit world, Nicole?
My mom's still alive. I don't know if you're talking about like my grandmother.
Let me describe this lady and we'll see where we're going, okay? Because I know sometimes mums and nans come in the same time and they come in on the same energy. But let me describe this lady to you, because I know that she wasn't very tall, okay? I know that she was maybe only 5'2", 5'3", of her height of when she was here with us. She makes me feel as if she was quite slim of her build before she passes on to the spirit world, okay? I know that she would have been the kind of lady that was, I want to say, set in her ways, that she always liked to do things her own way before she passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of her?
Wait, say that again.
That she would have been the kind of lady that was quite set in her ways, okay? She would like to do things that she would have always done in this life herself. Okay, she didn't really like to take too much telling. She didn't really like to take too much. She just set in her ways, is the way I want to say it.
That could possibly be my grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know this is the lady I have here with me. Okay, that she's quite set in her ways, and she does everything that she wants to do herself. Okay, but she would have always listened. She would always give you sound advice when she was here with us. She would always give you the direction that she was looking for. She would always give you courage, okay? She wants me to encourage you because I know that's the way she was. So you'd understand that as your grandmother, yeah?
Yes. That's,
perfect,
you know, okay. My grandmother was just like that. Very encouraging, very loving.
Good. Okay, because I know this is exactly how this lady comes through, okay? okay, now. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, as this lady builds her vibration up, she wants me to say to you that she's been around you quite a lot of late. And she says to me that there's been lots of thoughts in your mind of how things are developing with yourself. Is that right?
Like relationship-wise, you know, like, I don't...
No, I believe not just relationship. I believe your whole life. You've been looking at your whole life and thinking, how can I change this? How can I alter things? And how can life change a bit better for me? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what she says to me, that you've been looking at your whole life and wanting things to change a little bit there for yourself, okay? So I know that she talks to me here about how you want things to change in your life. And that's fine, because I know that's what she wants me to say. And she says to me that, you know, it's quite nice the way it is at the moment, isn't it, your life?
Oh, yeah.
And you are quite content, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
She says to me that you're at the point of your life where you feel, maybe I should be doing something different now. Is that right?
Well, I would like to help people. You know, think I have, you know, a spiritual inclination, but, you know, I don't know how to proceed about that.
Okay, well, that's quite simple, and I don't know if there's anywhere that, of where you live, or where you can go to develop, or if there's any local mediums around you, or where you can develop, but there's certainly a way that it is an ability that you have that you can connect. And I'm not saying that all people that connect works the way that I'm working, because I believe that you are kind of very caring yourself there, aren't you? You're very sympathetic and laid back in your ways. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see to you that, you know, you have this compassion inside you that you're able to calm people down quite easily. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I do have a temper now. So if you get me mad, I'm going to go off on you.
Okay, well, don't we all? We all really have that little temper inside. This is
working on that.
Okay, that's fine. My children will say to me, Dad, your temper's horrible, isn't it? I'm like, I haven't said nothing yet. But you know, they kind of know which buttons to press. You know, if they can see me thinking about things, they always kind of, we'll get him before he says anything. And, you know, they always kind of wrap me around their little finger, particularly the 11-year-old. She knows exactly what to do with me. Let me make you a cup of tea, Dad. And then that's it. You know, it's all forgotten about because, oh, bless, she's made me a cup of tea. But I know that this is what I want to bring to you, that, you know, you have this compassion, you have this care inside, and I believe that you have an ability, you know, of what we call here in the UK is counselling, being able to sit there, listen, and to give someone some sound advice, okay? Now, I know that, you know, to be a medium, there is a bit of counselling inside each and every one of us of mediums, because we have to have that care inside to connect with the spirit world, okay? So I want to bring that forward there to you, of having this compassion, this care inside there to you, okay? But I know as she kind of comes a little bit closer to me now, Now, why does she tell me about... First things first, you need to get things finalized. Why does she talk about getting things finalized? Do you understand this?
Yeah, like with another family member?
Yes. I need to finalize things. I need to sort things out. I need to get things right.
Yeah, I have a sister who's... We're not speaking.
Uh-huh, okay. Because I know that she talks about finalizing some things here. That let's make it all right. Let's get off on the right foot before we start, okay? And, you know, that sister that you're not really speaking to right now, if I say to you that initially it wasn't your doing, it wasn't your fault, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And it's over something really silly and trivial, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says to me, you know, it's not like you, and it's not your choice to not speak. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've tried to communicate with her.
There we are. Because I know, see, what I was just going to say to you, that you have been so keen to try and make amends on things, okay? So as you just said, that you've been trying to communicate, and that's perfect, because I know I want to make it right, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I know that you're the kind of person that likes to deal with things one step at a time in your mind, and just go from one thing to the next. But let's get one thing sorted before we go on to the next thing. So you don't like to deal with like 2, 3, 4, 5 different things at once. Let's try and deal with it one at a time. Okay, that would make sense, that you wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Okay. Most definitely.
And you know, there's a gentleman that joins her. I don't know if he's your granddad a minute, because he just comes by the side of her. No, that doesn't mean it's your granddad, mine, but he comes right by the side of her. And I know that he's a kind of fella that likes to work with his hands. He likes to, like to have a go at fixing things, okay? So I know that he was quite handy with his hands of when he was here with us. He likes to...
I see my brother, Marvin.
Okay. No, I believe I want to look at things like mechanically as well, okay? So I don't know if I...
Oh, yeah. He was very mechanical in nature. Went to Columbia University for architecture. Engineering. My bad. Engineering.
Okay, because I know I've got somebody here that joins this lady, and it's a gentleman that would have liked to work with his hands. He would have always liked to.
Or it could be my grandfather. Are they younger?
Okay. Let me just work with him and see what comes of him, okay? Because I know that he likes to fix things. It's something to do with mechanically. I believe of when this gentleman passed, it was very quick, it was very sudden. I want to say to you that, you know, it shouldn't have happened so quick. I should have had more time. There should have been more warning. So I would say that there was something like, whether it was an illness that took his toll upon this gentleman, and before there was time to sort things out, that he passed quite quickly. Does that make sense? That's your granddad, isn't it?
Well, my brother passed on it. Operating table, and that was kind of unexpected. And my grandfather lingered. He passed in a nursing home.
It's your brother then, because I know it was quick. If I only had, seeing the information he gave me, if I only had more time, if only it was recorded.
Can I tell you something? I also feel as if I spoke to him in a dream. I was dreaming, and I saw him, like, in a Manhattan area, a similar, I guess, another dimension, but, like, in Manhattan, and he sees me, and he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I didn't know, and then he's like, what happened to me? And I told him, you know, you passed, you had a heart attack during the operation, and then I just jumped up, and I felt really tingly all over.
Okay. See, now the spirit world does that quite a lot, okay? Because, I always look at the spirit world as when we cross over, okay, we don't go anywhere, you know. Obviously, our physical body, that's what passes away. That's what we call dies, isn't it, okay? But it's our spirit, our soul, call it what you want. That's what lives on, okay? That's what I'm able to communicate with. And if you can only imagine... for it being that quick with your brother in the middle of an operation, and you know, I can sympathize because I was in the middle of an operation and I had a heart attack in the middle of an operation, but they managed to revive me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. And you know, but when they pass and it's that quick, it becomes confusing for them. They don't know where they are. You know, the physical is not what it used to be. They can't do the things that they used to, you know, like pick up a pen. Until they kind of learn how to do that. That's when we get our physical energy and so on there. But, you know, for the short term, it's like confusing for them. And in our sleep state, when we go to sleep, if you can imagine, now this is a whole new show that of what I could do about spiritualism, but I'm going to tell you quickly. When we go to sleep, we go to obviously an altered state of consciousness, don't we? Of when our part of our brain shuts down. And we become aware sometimes of the spirit world. And that's why lots of us dream about the spirit world, about the people in the spirit world, and we meet up with them. And that's obviously what has happened there with yourself and your brother. And he has recognized you as that energy. And you know...
Oh, he did? He's recognizing me? That event is happening?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Because, you know, he recognized you as that energy. He recognized you as you. He obviously... has been there with you, and he's, know, and as you quite rightly said, what's happened to me, because it would have been that quick. But now that you've put his mind to rest, now that you've told him, now that he would be able to do the things he needs to do in the spirit world and join with his people, it doesn't mean he can't come back, because he obviously can, okay, because he has made his transaction and he's come back to us today to build that communication, you know. He just puts his thumbs up to me, so I know he's quite happy in what I'm telling you. And I know that he's quite happy in saying to me that, you know, thank you. He wants me to thank you, and he wants to thank me as well. And there's no need for him to thank me. This is what I do, what I love. But he wants to thank us all for me being here, for you calling in, for you helping him for when he passed on to the spirit world. You know, so you know, he sees that as that you've helped him. See, and that's where the
That's what I think. Like my family members, you know, I feel them around me, and I feel like I'm supposed to be helping them.
There we are, perfect.
Like, I'm the one in the family that actually, like, believes in life after death, and, you know, that, you know, my, you know, loved ones are all around me, and, you know, my mom is a Christian, and she doesn't really, she believes they're in heaven, but, you know, when I tell her, I feel them, and she doesn't really, like, respond in a positive way.
You know, and you know, to me, that's absolutely fine, because I've always said, if we have a belief in this life, it doesn't matter of what it is. If you have a belief in something, it will carry us through this life. And bless your mum, you know, for having her faith. And, you know, I'm sure that that's got her through this life that she's lived so far. But, you know, if we have the faith of the spirit world, we know of what's to come. And, you know, I know that your brother thanks you dearly for helping him. And as I said in the first part of your communication, okay, and as I said in the first part of your communication there, that I believe your job is to help people in the spirit world, not just the way that I'm communicating, but there is what's called rescue work, of where you're able to communicate with those that's just passed over, that doesn't realize where they are, and help them to pass on to the spirit world. I believe that's where your forte comes in, because I know that that's a special gift, you know, and you know, I would love to have that. I mean, I have done that, but I would love to make that more primarily the thing that I'm able to do. But, you know, it's such a wonderful gift to help people that's just crossed over, to let them realize that, you know, you are in another dimension now of the spirit world, and help them to pass on. So, you know, I wish you all the best with that. You know, I hope, sincerely hope, that you take up that work, Nicola, and do what's right there for the spirit world. Does that help you?
So does my brother? Yes, you did, most definitely. So one more question really quick. How does my brother feel about, you know, he's happy with me?
Yeah, most definitely.
The way I'm living and the things, you know, my son, the way I'm raising my son and everything. Because I really looked up to my brother. I mean, look up to my brother. I shouldn't say past tense.
You know, he says to me that you've done the best that you can so far, and you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says to me it's been difficult sometimes for yourself, isn't it? Financially.
Oh, yeah, that's
problem. Okay, because he talks financially.
No, I'm doing well financially. I have everything I need and want, you know.
Okay, well, he talks to me about. Well, I'm not going to change it. He talks to me about financially as well, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that either that we have, since he has crossed, have we changed the way that we kind of look at life, or the way that we work with life, or the things that
do? Okay,
perfect, okay? Because he says to me here about the things that you've changed in your life since he's crossed, okay? He is quite content with these things that you've done, okay? He says to me that,
I'm not as materialistic, you know, I'm grateful, you know, I'm not, you know, I have everything, you know, I'm thankful.
Good.
You know.
Okay, well, he's quite pleased with the way things have turned out there for yourself, okay? He says to me that there is a few changes to come, but not just yet, okay? I don't know what they are, because he's not telling me. But he says to me that there is a few changes to come in your life, but not just yet. Okay, we've got a few more things to deal with first in the situations that you're in. But when, you know, and maybe that's your sister, I don't know. But he does talk to me here about some changes that will take place a little bit later on in your life.
Okay.
Okay. I know I've got to leave it there with you, Nicola,
yes,
and move on. But
thank you so much.
No, thank you. The pleasure is all mine. You know, it's always nice to work for the spirit. Well, as I said, you know, this is what I love. This is what I enjoy, is communicating, talking to people, and allowing the communication to flow from the spirit world to this world, to pass on that love, because that's exactly what it is, unconditional love. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. I know that we've got pretty much of a full packed line here, but I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. And we have with us area code 203. Hi, area code 203. Are you there with us?
Yes, hello. My name is Anne.
I've spoken
a couple of months ago I probably spoke to you. But I had a question. It's not a medical question, but it does pertain to my body. I was getting like a specific pain in a part of my body. I don't know if you want to tell me to tell you which one. And I thought this was like someone communicating to me. But I've come to find out it's possible that I'm like empathically feeling something that's going on with someone that either that used to be in my life maybe, but is still around. Do you get anything about that?
Okay, so let me get this right now. So you're feeling some kind of pain. That you believe
only in. Right. I thought it was someone, it was part of my abilities or someone communicating to me from the other side. The pain, you want me to tell you where it specifically was in a specific part of my body?
No. Please, please don't tell me no more. Okay. What I'm going to do here for you and is to make a connection first to the spirit world. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's what my forte is and that's what I enjoy. More than anything, is connecting with your loved ones in the spirit world. I'm going to do that now for you, and we'll put to them that question, if that's okay for you. Is that all right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. 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 And I know I've got somebody here that comes close here with me, okay? And I know that I've got a lady that stands right behind me, in fact. So I can't really distinguish which side of the family she's on at the minute, but she stands right behind me. And the reason that she does that is because I believe that when she was here in this life, that's the way she was. She would have always been behind you, pushing you, encouraging you, giving you the right advice. Because I know that she was a lady that always was full of knowledge. I know as I look at her, she's quite slight in her build. I feel slight in her features. Always like to keep her hair up because she says to me about my hair had to be up. I didn't like it over my face, okay? So I know that she would like to keep her hair up. God, that's a bit tongue-twisting, okay. Isn't it? She liked to keep her hair up because she didn't like it all over her face because she says it used to irritate her of when she was here with us.
Okay.
I know that she's the kind of lady that would have loved being out in it. She shows me bacon as if she would have loved bacon. She trays and trays and trays of stuff in front of me. She's making me feel jealous now. I want to eat them all because I know that's the way she would have been. You know.
Okay, I know who it is. I know who it is. Yeah.
Because I know she, as I said, she's behind me and she just wants to tap me up on the shoulder just to say, "Come on, boy, I'm here. Listen to me. I'm talking to you." So again, you know, I know that she's. You know, she would have always liked to voice her opinions when she was here. She would have liked to talk. Talk is the main thing. She loves to talk. I'm not going to say that's a typical woman coming from a man. I'm not going to say that. But she loved to talk when she was here because she says to me about if you talk about it, it's getting it off your chest. So you know exactly what I got with me, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Good. Okay. Now, I'm asking about this specific pain that you're feeling, and I don't know if it's the right area, but, oh, my God, I'm feeling it so bad now. It's right. Now, if you can imagine where your rib cage is, I know it's right by there, isn't it? Right in the center.
That's not it. That might be something else, but okay.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling something right in the center, right in my, right at the not at the bottom of the rib cage, in the center of your stomach. of where my rib cage kind of meets.
Well,
then, okay, that's
where that might be the person behind you, I think.
Okay, that's fine, and that's what she suffered with, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because it's me taking it in, it's what you're feeling. But you know, they give me the conditions of how they pass me. Now it's right in there, right at the where the rib cage joins in, if that makes sense. That she's right in the center there. But I know that she comes close, okay, and she wants me to talk to you about these things that we've already established, about these things. Now, you are very sensitive to the spirit world yourself, aren't you? You are very in tune with them. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And would I be right in saying that it's been like this for a long time with you, isn't it?
Yes, but I would say that I became more knowledgeable of it in the past couple of years.
Okay, now, see, what she tells me is that it's always been with you, but it kind of went away for a little while, but now it's come back stronger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because she says to me it went away for a little while, but now it's come back and it's even stronger, okay? But
so,
now you can't ignore it now,
okay.
Can you? Sorry?
This person knew when they were alive that I was this way?
Okay, now I'm not going to just answer you yes or no. I wanted to give me information to prove of what she tells me. Okay, and I know that you said that you've talked to me before, and you would and you would obviously remember from before if you viewed previous shows that I like to back it up with as much information as I can. Okay, because I'll push them for it. See, I'm terrible for it. I just want more and more and more of them. But if I said to you that see when she was you in this life. She was sensitive to the spirit world, wasn't she? She knew about the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she was very in tune with them, wasn't she?
Yes.
And she could easily quite do with what I'm doing. Is that right?
I don't know whether she did, but I would say it was more dreams, you know.
Okay,
at
that's fine.
At least I wish would fit.
Okay, see, because there's different levels of working, isn't it? If you can imagine working, you know, we've got clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, which I've said many times throughout this show. You know, there's many different ways of working for the spirit world. Then I know I want to say to you that she was aware of the spirit world of when she was you with us. So I want to say to you, to answer your question, she knew, and she knew lots of things that she didn't let on to. Do you understand of that?
I didn't know she knew.
Okay. Well, but would you understand if I said to you that she knew lots of things, which only we found out after she passed?
Well, when you said, when you say that we find out, no one knows that she knew. I don't think anybody knows that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she understood, okay, and she knew about that you had this inner ability, okay, and she's the one that's telling me that it went away for a while, but now it's come back. But this time you can't ignore it, okay? You can't move away from it because you have to do something about it. And she tells me there that it happens more often. And I want to go into that dreamlike state. I want to go into that altered state of consciousness. Obviously, I'm there now in that altered state of consciousness. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to connect with them. But I know that I want to say to you that of when you settle your mind down, that's when you become more aware of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, because I know that then that's when that happens, that it comes from that dimension called the spirit world. Okay, so you know you work on it. Now, would I be right in saying that whatever it is or whatever it is that you're feeling, you would know where that connects to, don't you?
I did not know. Well, I thought it was someone on the other side. And what I'm going to say to you, and not everybody likes this, is that. It came to my attention very strongly yesterday at an exposition that I was at, and then I had a reading where someone told me point blank what they thought it was, and it all connected together, and they were connecting it to a lot, to a person who's still on this earth, that I'm empathically feeling this, so I thought maybe you would get something, but I don't think that it's coming to you, maybe because it's an empathic thing. More than something from the other side.
Okay. See, that's exactly what
pain
I was...
But this pain would be as if whatever this thing happened possibly to this other person happened to me. And I feel it, and mostly I feel it late at night. But yesterday I felt it during the day. Yeah.
Okay. Let me cut in there, okay, because that's exactly what I was saying to you, okay? Because it comes to you, okay, even if that you're saying that I may not be feeling it, I am, okay? I understand
that
there's someone here, because that's what I said, that wherever you're feeling it, wherever you're sensing it, it's to do with somebody here up on this earth, okay? It's nothing to do with the spirit world because you're feeling it. Okay, so
okay.
We can
okay.
feel people's conditions. We can feel people's energies. Okay, and I know. See, the what you have to do with it is work with it. Okay, and work
okay.
with that person to feel it. Now, what I always say, see, now when I work with the spirit world, they give me conditions, and if it links to someone up on the earth, I feel it. Okay, so if somebody here, just say that let me think of an example here. Just say that my dad, okay, he does have a heart condition, bless him. And, you know, when I'm around my dad sometimes, even when I'm not, I feel such a terrific pain there sometimes. I know that there's a problem with my dad, and I go there. I go to my mom and dad's house because I know that there's a problem. And that's exactly what I'm saying to you, that we can feel that vibration, okay? Now, what I always do, and I'll say this to you, what I always do when I feel that, I send out healing. I call upon my healing guides, angels, call them what you want, to send as much vibration, as much thought to my dad as I possibly can. And I believe that's what you need to do. So when you're feeling this, you know, it's like a... I'm not saying that you're a healer. I'm not saying that you're not. I don't know. But I know that whenever I feel conditions that links to this earth, I always send out healing. And that's what I want you to do for this person right now, is send out healing thoughts. Let the healing angels, call them what you want. Let them work their magic around, okay? Because I know that will help that person. Okay, does that answer your question a bit?
Yes, that's very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you want a copy of that reading, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and look in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
God bless.
Okay, I know that we haven't got much time left. We've got probably about, 6 minutes of the show, and I'm going to go back to the phone lines because I know that we've still got people who've been waiting for a long time. And let me pick up this call. It's area code 718. Hi, area code 718. May I take your name, please?
Hi, Kiva.
Kira, is there?
Kiva. Yes.
Okay, Kira. May I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
From New York, okay.
Yes.
You know, that's another city that I plan on visiting.
September,
early October. So, fingers crossed, you never know. I might be there. Okay.
Yes.
what was the reason that you called in for there, Kira?
I'm just calling. I was listening and I just called. I got a lot of things going on.
Okay. Well,
maybe
we have literally
son,
5
yes.
minutes, so let me
work
the way that I work, the only way I know how, and that's to connect to the spirit world there for you, okay? And instantly, you
thank
know, I've got
you.
The gentleman that I believe would come to your dad's side, and I believe that he could be your dad, if I'm honest with you, because I feel so much like my dad is with me, okay? So I know that this could be like your dad. Now, I know that this gentleman, again, makes me feel, and it's quite strange because I just... To the last call, I was telling him about my dad suffers with a heart condition, and I believe this is how this gentleman makes me feel. It's like a heart condition. I believe this is how he passed on to the spirit world. He tells me that of when he was here with us, that he was quite slight of his build. He would be the kind of fella that got on with his life, didn't complain too much. He just got on with things. I believe that I want to say to you
my
that
grandfather, my mother's father.
Okay, because I know I want to lift up a glass here, and I want to say I would have enjoyed a little bit every now and again. I'm not saying he was an alcoholic, please don't get me wrong, but I would have enjoyed a little glass every now and again of when he was here with us. I know that your grandfather is very close there to you at the moment here, and he just wants me to say to you that, you know, that, okay, there is so much going on in your life right now. There's so much that you have to deal with. You know, I don't even know where
yes.
to start with you, if I'm honest. You understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, there's the sooner that we sort of one thing, along comes another three things, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, okay. you know, I only wish that we had more time. I really do, okay? But I know that I want to talk to you about this gentleman. And he says to me that he's been there for quite... See, I, you know, all of a sudden I'm wiping my...
He's with me.
He is, most definitely. You know,
but, all the time.
He is, okay. I know, see, as he's with me, I want to wipe my eyes. It's like if I'm crying here. I'm not, but that's... See, you've been... There's been lots of tears in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, there's lots of emotions, lots of upset, lots of hurt around your life. And I know I want to teach you, know, God, I only wish things would get better for you sooner rather than later. Yeah. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Because you feel as if you've been dragged through the bushes, if I can put it that way, backwards. Do you understand?
Yes, 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 I do.
And, you know, bless your granddad, you know, he just says to me, you know, if he was you in this life, there's no way he would let that happen to you. He would fight, if you like, tooth and nail for everything just to come right in your life, because I know it's important to him, and I know that he's such a loving kind of a gentleman, I want to put him. Do you understand of where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And if I say to you that... you know, as he comes through, that he just wants me just to lift you up, if I can say that there to you. Lift you up and just say to you, come on, it's time that we moved on from this. It's time that we put it to one side and got on with what we need to get on with in life, okay? And kind of not put up with it anymore, because I know that's what he talks to me about. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that's what he has to say here to me, okay? But for some reason now... See, it's only you can make that change, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And it's such a hard thing
to... I know exactly where you're at.
Okay. Because he says to me, it's such a hard thing to deal with. It's such a hard thing to do for yourself. It's kind of cruel is the word I'm looking for, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, he says to me, dry your eyes, my girl, and I'll walk with you every step of the way, okay?
Yes.
See, he makes me feel that emotion, and I want him to stop it because I don't want to cry. I really don't.
you're tearing me right now.
Okay, well, I really don't mean to, but that's what he comes through with.
Yes.
He says to me that, you know, I've been trying to show you around the home that I'm there. Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's something electrical has been playing up in your home, isn't there?
Electrical?
Yes. I don't know whether it's like the light bulbs has been flickering or the TV, or there's something electrical. Do you understand that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I know through the years there has been things, but not recently.
Okay. Well, I know, as I said, that we're short on time. I knew that was coming. But remember I've said it to you, okay, because I know it's important. It's important why he says it, because I know, you know, when this happens, just remember that he's there with you. He's trying to prove his existence there to you. I know that your life will change. I know that things will get better, but please, you know, pick yourself up. You know, you've got nothing to bow your head about. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that there with you. If you remember, come over to Mike Spirit FM, and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we've come to an end of I'll say an exciting show, and it really has been just that, an exciting show. Remember, you can catch me on Mike Spirit FM. You can request a reading there. If you want to come and have a private reading with me, please do so on mikespirit.fm. But for me, I'll say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info. Find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time.
We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.